41 is okay. When the forced labor camp
and
started.
How did you get put in there?
That was very simple. You were very well deceived by saying that this was in Hungary, that you are serving the country in a state where it is going to fight the world and you are going to be part of the heroics to fight. So the Hungarians joined the Nazis in their quest, you know, to conquer the world. And the leader's name was Horthy. The Horthy had no choice really but to join the Nazis in their quest to take on Russia, take on any country, you know. And the Hungarians had a very interesting history. They were all heroes in their past, and they wanted to continue their heroics, so they joined the Nazis. You know, the ironies are so singeing, you know, in many ways. Yeah.
So now, it's around 1941 or so.
Yes.
And you're in the
forced labor camp.
What is life like there?
Well, to begin with, you would get up early in the morning. To go to work you get up at 5 o'clock or in the morning, and you had breakfast. Breakfast consisted of dark, diluted coffee. It wasn't really not a breakfast, and you went to work hungry, you know. But I was, you know, as a scrappy kid, so to speak. I found ways to run out of the. We were marching to work. Lined up, and because I knew Hungarian, for example, it was very helpful to run to the grocery store across, you know, as we were marching. It was a very large line marching to work. I had enough time to go into the grocery guy already knew that he prepared stuff for me, and I paid him, and he was very happy, you know, so I was able to run out and get some food, and I'm happy to say share some of it with my friends, you know.
So the forced labor camp was near Budapest?
Outside of Budapest.
Yes.
Okay. And they were in different venues, mm-hmm. different places, you know. This one was outside of Budapest, you know. It was not, the physical work was not something that, you know, was very difficult to live with. The notion that you were no longer a free human being, people think that you have to have a master's degree to understand your captivity. You don't. You compare yourself. You see somebody walking on the street while you are marching with the Nazis, and you say, "I'd like to be there." And I was very much aware of my captivity, but more than anything else, something possessed me that I wanted to go to school. You know, that was such a priority. Because every time I saw kids going to school, I cried. I wanted to be there. And if you ask me to explain any further, you know, what that is about, I would always go back to my mom, because she said that someday she thought I was going to become a teacher. And I wanted to live up to her expectations. Besides, she was so compelling as a human being that not to live up to her nature was a crime to humanity, you know. It's that kind of thing. By now you must realize that I didn't have to become a feminist. I was born one, you know. So.
Can I ask you what type of work you did? What type of work did they force you to do in the labor camp?
We were digging ditches for... they were expecting that the invasion was coming a certain way, and so were we. We were digging protective bunkers and that kind of thing. And even in places where I thought the leadership was stupid in building bunkers, where the Russians were not coming to invade the bunkers, they went some other way. Bombing was much more efficient. I look back on those things, and we are still so naive in our behavior. I mean, on a national level as well.
So okay. So now you're working,
yes,
digging the ditches. How long does this go on? And are there changes during this time, or is it pretty
no,
much
that,
the same?
That goes on, and what was the most difficult thing was that the Allies were bombing as much as they could to interrupt any process, you know. And so we were all victims of bombing, and bombings were the most frightening thing, because there were days when I lost friends, just like they were killed, period, by bombs. We were not allowed to hide in bunkers. You know, that was not everywhere, but in the most places in forced labor camps, you were exposed literally to the bombs, you know. And I'm lucky. A bomb exploded within my area, not far, from where I was, and a shrapnel cut part into my nose. It's still there, but being as handsome as I am, this doesn't matter. You know, it's sort of a macho thing, you know. So
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I hope you understand that it's very healthy to make fun of oneself by oneself rather than have somebody else do it.